This is Fearless Radio.
Bound to Break, that is some new music from Chicago artists Out for Hours. You could catch them this Saturday, November 8th, at the Metro in Chicago for their EP release show. They'll be playing with Megan Hickman, Ayo, North of 8, and MG Bailey. 7 p.m. show, and it is 18 and older. First off, Chris, thank you so much for coming in to chat with me this evening.
Glad to be here.
Do you want to just give a little intro, who you are, what you do, and Out for Hours?
Sure. I'm Chris Ulrich, one of the, two founders of Out for Hours, which was about, 10 years ago or so. Co-writer and guitarist, and just a good old-fashioned fun guy.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you for coming in to chat with me. Out for Hours is linked up on our Fearless Radio homepage. But what other social media sites do you guys use? Where's your music? Where do you talk to your fans?
Pretty much everywhere. You name it. So whether you're going to your band sites like your Reverb Nation or on your Facebook, facebook.com/outforhours, Twitter, Out for Hours. You can go to our website, outforhours.com, and that'll direct you pretty much everywhere. Our tunes are available, you name it, worldwide, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Beats. Yeah, we're just about everywhere in this digital world today.
Awesome, very cool. And I love when the bands have their homepage that you could go to and find everything from there. It makes it much, much easier for us. But Sweet Talk, the newest EP, which we just heard the first song off of, Bound to Break. When is the official release date for that?
Official release date would be this Saturday, November 8th.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. It should be up online to download right then and there. But you can also get it now if you go to our website and buy a ticket for our CD release show. We'll actually include a copy of the CD. So tickets are cheaper in advance through us than it would be at the door or even at the Metro's website. And with that purchase through us, you get the CD. So it's a double bonus for you.
That's very cool. And is it just through you where they get the CD if they buy a ticket at the door? Does that include the CD or does it have to be
advanced? You know what? We would never turn anybody away. We're here to share music. So if you, whether you're coming to see us or another band, you just come up to us after the show and we'll gladly give you a CD or two or three, however many you want.
Awesome. And is Sweet Talk just digital download and CD? Do you have vinyls or anything else you're doing, or just CD and digital?
Really just CD and digital at this point. And of course, just the streaming aspect of it. And yes, we have a couple of music videos up already on YouTube that you could watch that correspond with a couple of the songs. So other than that, pretty much any way you want it.
Awesome. Very cool. And I like the artwork of the CD too. The color of the lipstick matches quite well with the yellow background.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty sexy pair of lips.
It is.
If you ask me.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
And that's a nice color.
Well, thank you.
Nice and glossy. I like it.
It was a cohesive effort with the band, thinking about how we want to portray the look of the album. And actually, being a local independent artist, you kind of do everything on your own. So we did all the recording on our own, all the mixing. We actually did the artwork. I actually personally did the artwork for the CD.
Awesome.
So I appreciate you complimenting it.
Of course.
And so we kind of do it all.
Very cool. So do you have a recording studio of your own for the band that you made the EP in then?
Good question. We work between three studios, one actually being at my home studio.
Awesome.
Do a lot of the tracking for guitars, bass, for the most part, some vocals there. And then our lead singer has a studio. We do mostly vocals over there. And then finally, we record the drums with Garrett Hammond. Garrett Hammond was the drummer for Chicago's Kill Hannah.
Awesome.
If you're familiar with them.
I am, definitely.
So we're good friends with Garrett, and he at one point when he left Kill Hannah, you know, basically to kind of start a different life and, yes. and have a family, his music was still his life. So we recorded our first album actually entirely with Garrett, and I learned so much. He was a great mentor to me on how to actually record properly, dialing in correct tones, learning the ins and outs of editing, and have since gone to do all those parts at our home studios, but still use Garrett for tracking our drums because he's a maniac.
Awesome. That's very nice. I've noticed recently a lot of people are starting to do their own recordings, and I think it's great. It's your music. You know what you want it to sound like, and, you know, it almost connects you, I feel, more to the music when you are putting everything into it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much these days that you can do now, you know, computers these days, all the software out there. It takes a lot of practice, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been working in my studio for 10 plus years, and I think every song we track sounds better than the last, and you're doing something different and just learning something else about just the tricks of the trade.
Very awesome. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, not quite the same thing, but pretty similar, radio production.
Yeah.
You know, making commercials, promos, you know, announcing CD release, all that stuff. And definitely, you learn something new every time you sit down and work on a project.
Yeah, and if you enjoy it, if you're passionate about it, then it's the learning is fun.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. So the Sweet Talk EP, is it all tracked or is any of it played live on the EP?
Well, that's a good question. It's all, for the most part, tracked. I mean, we did some one-take stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if I wouldn't call that live, but it's all tracked. Nothing I'd call a live track.
Mm-hmm.
But we are currently continuing to record. So we have two full-length albums, and this is our second EP.
Awesome.
Technically, it's probably our third EP, but for all intents and purposes, it's our second. And we're continuing to record, and some of that stuff might introduce maybe some more of the live aspects, but this is a definitely a studio album.
Yes, and it sounds very wonderful from listening to Bound to Break coming in and listening to a little bit before you came over. Very, very much a fan. I love the Chicago rock scene. There's always such great talent here. But we're going to go ahead, play some music, come back, talk a little bit about the show and some other stuff going on with Out for Hours.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Sweet Talk. Hear the title song of the album. We will be back in just a few. Make sure if you have any questions, you tweet them over to me at Peyton Fearless.
This is not the end, it's just a beginning. You got me hanging on a word, just say when. You're the sweetest thing I've heard. Oh, it's a play on a the taste of your kiss quench my thirst. Don't stop, don't stop listening to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, don't break, just tell me that you're okay. Don't stop listening to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, don't break, just tell me that you're okay. here. Don't stop, don't stop. Listen to your sweet talk. Oh yeah, no way. Just tell me that you're okay.
Talk Out for Hours. That is also the name of their new EP, which will be released this Saturday. You can pick up your copy at the Metro for their EP release show. They're playing with Megan Hickman. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Megan Hickman. AO, North of 8, and MG Bailey. It's a 7 p.m. show, and it is 18 and older. And I love the Metro. It has to be one of my favorite Chicago venues.
It's a great room. It's got a lot of history. It sounds great.
Yes,
it's
they have fun. Great sound there, absolutely. You know, you get the upstairs. Mm-hmm. You know, if it gets a little too crowded down there, and you just have a perfect view of the stage anywhere. It's great. But I want to talk a little bit with you about the history of Out for Hours.
Sure.
When the band got started, how you got started, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, interesting enough, in my high school days and a little bit before, I was going on summer mission projects, doing a lot of work to help people that were less fortunate. And the lead singer of our band's wife would be attending those trips as well. They were not married at that time. But they did start dating. Mm-hmm. And one year we were in Oklahoma and helping tornado victims. This was back in, I believe, 1999. And she brought him on that trip, and he brought his guitar, and I was just kind of getting into guitar, and I brought mine. And then we started kind of playing some tunes together in the evenings, and the rest is history. After we graduated college, we kept in touch, and we started writing together and started as an acoustic duo, and then eventually brought in, you know, one guy drums, another bass, and then a couple years later introduced the keys, and we just kept evolving as the years went on. So it started as a tragedy in 1999, brought us together, and we're still writing music today.
That is awesome. That is a very, very great story. Very cool that, you know, something, you know, tragic did happen, but it brought along, you know, this beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was nice because we'd be playing to help, you know, lift the spirits of people in the area, including the people on the trip with us, and just having a good time with everybody. We actually, and Frankie, who's our lead singer and writer, our lead writer, wrote the tornado song, which was based on that trip, and we continue to play that song to this day, and it kind of just brings back the thoughts of meeting the people of Oklahoma. And, you know, one guy saying, I think we asked him, you know, why are you still here? You know, we don't get it. Your house just got knocked down. And he tells us, you know, this is the second time he had his house rebuilt, and he says, well, this will always be my home. Mm-hmm. And we took that to heart, and it's in the tornado song. And to this day, we still reflect on that past, and we feel blessed and lucky for what we have, but also blessed and lucky to continue to be able to do something that we love to do, which is perform and write and have great support of friends and family and listeners, and just overall we feel blessed.
Awesome. Absolutely. We did get in a question from Matt Rose. He said that it seems that Out for Hours has a wide variety of music, which is definitely true. We got a little bit of that, pop rock in that last song. There's some blues mixing with some of these songs. And he would like to know what inspired the lyrics and sound for your music.
What inspired the lyrics and song? What did you say his name was? Matt Rose?
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose. Well, Matt. Everything from everything to nothing. So we have songs that are very close to the heart based on the Tornado song, yes, which I just talked about. And Frankie writes a lot. He's married now and has kids, and sometimes you can hear that he probably wrote some of those lyrics about his wife. But then again, some about breakups, which is probably typical. Bound to Break, which we started the show, is, I guess, our political song.
Good for today.
Yeah.
It's voting day.
It is voting
day. Got to get some politics in there.
Yeah. And then there's other times where you're just writing music, something sounds cool, you go with the melody, and you just form some lyrics that might not make sense, but you just go with it.
Absolutely. What artists would you say have the biggest inspiration on Out for Hours?
What artists?
Yes.
I would call us a very eclectic band.
Absolutely.
Five-piece, and each one of us, I would say, had our own different genres that we loved and grew up on, but they were very separate from everybody else in the band's favorite. But I think we all sort of enjoyed each other's music and each other's favorite genres. That said, I know a couple of the guys in the band love some of the classic artists. You know, you got your Zeppelin and add in the Beatles.
Of course.
Yeah, our drummer is a big Smashing Pumpkins guy, Stone Temple Pilots, getting a little edgier. Some heavier rock. A couple of the guys in the band used to play in a ska band. Personally, I grew up kind of more enjoying a lot of the singer-songwriter stuff, everything mm-hmm. from your Dave Matthews to, I don't know if I'd call Counting Crows, but kind of acoustic rock, David Gray and Damien Rice, things like that, all mm-hmm. these really kind of more chill bands. But I think all in all, when you bring it all together, you have something interesting, and that's the sound I like to think we are.
Absolutely, and it's nice to have, a lot of different music backgrounds, because that's what brings up music like this, where you have different sounds for different songs.
Absolutely.
Which is always a great thing.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about past shows for Out for Hours, and have you guys ever gone on a tour, played outside of Chicago, or has Chicago been the main music home for Out for Hours?
It's been our music home. I think intentionally, at least for the time being, centered our base here and kind of stuck around here. Music these days, it's difficult, and so everybody's got their day jobs. Not saying that anybody would ever leave those day jobs, or they wouldn't, but at the same time, it's a difficult industry. So we all love Chicago, mm-hmm. and I don't see myself ever leaving Chicago to live elsewhere, and the fact that you can perform here often and mm-hmm. constantly have people here to support you and listen is worth just being here. Obviously, if we had some great offers, we would for sure take a peek at those.
Of course.
But other than the city, locally, a lot of different festivals and things like that. So.
Very cool. And you know what? Chicago is probably the best place to be if, you have that love for music, but you have to have that day job, because there's, at 10 different places, at least, you'll be able to play in
Absolutely.
Chicago. You have your own mini tour just through the city that you could do. And, like you said, festivals, there's a different street festival every weekend over the summer in Chicago that
Sure.
loves to support the, local scene. So definitely great place to be for the music scene. So I want to talk a little bit now just the rest of 2014, maybe even early 2015, if you have some plans for that. Just what's going to be happening with Out for Hours?
Oh, the future, huh?
The future. We like knowing things here at Fearless.
Well, gosh, if I had a crystal ball, you know. No, I don't, you know. Honestly, I just think we all enjoy what we're doing and we'll continue to do it. And I think over the past year we've seen we've been playing a lot more shows, a lot better quality shows, and we hope to continue that. And hopefully if people enjoy this EP and it gets out there, we'll continue to improve upon where we continue to play. In the early part of 2015, I would say we'll be back in the studio working on our next installment, our third full length, hopefully.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. And I do like that you have, you know, two full length albums and you came out with the EP too. It's nice to give a little something for everyone to hold on to and
until
that next album. We got another question in from Michael Swanson. I am going to skip the first half, but we will read the second half of the question. He would like to know if you will be playing Breakaway at the Metro on Saturday.
Well, that's a good question, Mike. I think we will, but, you know, maybe if you show up in attendance and get yourself a ticket, and then we'll chat about it. But we do enjoy playing that song, and I would say it's probably currently on the list of songs to play.
Awesome. And which album is that off of?
That's on the Save Today, Tomorrow album. That was our first full length.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, I want to ask, I forgot to ask earlier, you mentioned when people buy the tickets through you for the show on Saturday, they get a CD or the EP with that ticket. Where can people purchase that ticket?
Easiest, just go to outforhours.com, and right on the main page there, we'll have a link where you can go ahead and buy it. And we'll go ahead and send a ticket out right away if we think we're getting too close to the show date. And we'll just leave it at will call for you. But either way, you'll get a message from us letting you know how to handle the ticket.
Awesome.
And we'll get you that CD as well.
All right. Well, Out for Hours this Saturday, November 8th, at the Metro in Chicago. They will be playing with Megan Hickman, AO, North of 8, and MG Bailey. It's a 18 and older show, 7 p.m., if you miss out on buying your ticket beforehand, tickets will be $15 at the door. And AO also will be joining us in the studio on Thursday, 4 p.m. So people could tune in, hear a little bit more about the show, get familiar with some more of the bands, and make sure that they make it out there on Saturday.
I appreciate the plug.
Absolutely. Well, again, Out for Hours linked up on our Fearless Radio homepage. That should link you up to their Facebook and possibly some of their music as well. Make sure to pick up your copy of their newest EP, Sweet Talk. It's got beautiful, beautiful lips on it, like we were talking about earlier.
Very sexy.
So you might want to pick up a CD instead of the digital download. It's very, very wonderful. Awesome. Well, I'm going to have to let you go. Our time is coming to an end, but I appreciate you coming in to chat with me.
I appreciate you.
Awesome. Well, did we decide on our last song?
You know what? Why don't you go with Apathetic Epidemic?
Awesome. All right. Track 5 off the newest EP, Sweet Talk from Out for Hours. Stick around at 8 p.m. The Gala presents Fill in the Blank. We'll be chatting it up about feminism here on Fearless Radio.
We'll be right back.
you got to live. Got to believe in your dharma. Let your life begin. You got to get to the doing to feel it deep inside. The only way to get what you want is to get it all the time. Singing.